Ah, salam, good evening to, good morning to you, worthy friends. I am Drew Lugafet, and as I start off, most of you guys probably have no clue what that quote was that I just said. But my family has this thing that we quote movies. Like, that's our thing, is we know a ton of movies. We'll just start randomly quoting movies. My family and I love movies and love to quote movies. There was even a time that when I was little, probably like eight or ten, my family was quoting a movie named Princess Bride, and at this point I had never heard the movie before, or never seen the movie before, but I could quote it. I knew the line down to the T, just because I've spent like my whole life listening to this quote that I hadn't memorized, even without knowing the exact scene that it was in, because I'd never seen the movie. And there was a few movies that would also, quotes that I also knew, but have never seen the movie, mainly because the movie was maybe slightly inappropriate for me at the time, but I could still know the quote. And so there's a lot of things that movies can have good to them. There's a lot of meaningful things that we can take out of movies. And with all of this being said, life can be great at times, but also sometimes it can be kind of depressing and just hard. And so sometimes it's just tough. And sometimes we can feel like this. Okay, so the point of that is that sometimes it feels like we're in a desert. Sometimes it feels like there's nothing around and we're being followed by rocks. Sometimes it feels like we are trying to pull this big ship of either like anxieties or depression or just hard classes that make us feel like we have this big ship that's behind us that we are that has to be moved, but all we have is this rope. And so God has this great way of giving us, like the rocks that are following us, has a great way of moving, helping us move a boat and move it to the destination where we need to be. We do not have to carry these anxieties and these depressions and these overbearing homework assignments alone. There's prayer and friends and people that are around you to help you, to make you not feel alone, not feel like you are just in this desert alone, make you actually feel like you have people around you and help. There's this scripture that really kind of describes this. It says, To whom who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. With strong hand and outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Through all of these trials that we face throughout our day, throughout our lives, and all of these anxieties and tough things that we have to bear, we are not alone. God's steadfast love will hold us through any storm that we may face, any struggle that may come our way, any loss of a loved one or any just tough time that we may be going through, God's steadfast love endures forever. This point of steadfast love is important because it ain't going to leave. It's not going to move. It's steadfast and sturdy. It will not move or leave and can guide us. So no matter where you're at in your life right now, know that God's with you through all of it, through all of the hard times, through all of the tough times, through all of the pain and all of the struggle. So with all of this being said, all I say is that no matter where you're at, God is there with you. So if you'll pray with me, and I'll leave you guys in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this amazing day. Thank you for another day where we can praise you, where we can love you and glorify you in everything that we do. Thank you for being who you are and being a strong God that can hold us through anything. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.